Mystery Theater. Mystery Theater presents Inspector Mark Saber of Homicide in The Case of the Canceled Bride. Don't let the need of a laxative make you feel logy and irritable when it's so easy to feel better with Phillips Milk of Magnesia. For 75 years, the best laxative money can buy, Phillips, is gentle enough for children and thorough enough for grown-ups. Countless people everywhere have found that Milk of Magnesia provides better relief, more complete relief, than laxatives which just act on irregularity alone. And Milk of Magnesia is able to do this because it's actually more than a laxative. It also relieves any accompanying acid indigestion. And what's more, 3 tablespoons of Phillips Milk of Magnesia, taken with water at bedtime when necessary, can be used without embarrassing urgency. For Phillips works leisurely. By morning, it should bring you the wonderfully effective, the wonderfully thorough relief you want, so that you can start your new day feeling fit and ready for whatever lies ahead. So get Phillips tomorrow. The 25-cent size, the 50-cent size, or the economical family size. And when you buy, make sure you ask for it by name. Phillips Milk of Magnesia, the best laxative money can buy. And now, the case of the canceled bride. In the main lounge of Barclay Sheridan's luxurious yacht, the Sinbad, moored at the Borden dock, a beautiful and defiant woman, Melanie Cabot, rises to shock a strange ship's company with her news. To shock them and to enjoy the sensation she's about to create.
Quiet, everybody, for just 2 minutes.
What's all this about, Melanie?
Oh, put the guitar down for a minute. Couldn't you find out?
All right.
Betsy, Lisa, Danny, all of you.
Melanie, honey, wouldn't it be better
Pardon
if we kind
me,
of...
darling, this is my announcement, and not even you can keep me from making it my own way. You all may have wondered why Bartley asked you here for dinner on the yacht tonight. He did it because I asked him to, and I wanted each of you for a particular reason. I'm not sure any of you will be pleased at my news, and some of you may... Well, you can judge for yourselves. But I felt that each of you had a right to hear this directly.
Get to it, Melanie. What's up?
It's very simple, Danny. I'm very proud and happy to announce that Bartley Sheridan and I are to be married.
What? Married?
You're clowning, Melanie.
What did you say?
You've been having some laughs with Bartley here, and nobody can kick on that, but if you're trying to tell us...
Not trying, Danny. I've told you. And you, Lisa, and Betsy, and Kurt. Bart and I are to be married before the month is out. Isn't anyone going to congratulate us?
The lights. Who turned the lights off?
Well, they've all blown. It must be a fuse.
Oh, Bart, darling, I'm scared. It's pitch black in here.
Easy, everybody. We got some flashlights in the locker here. It's all right.
Remember that can of gas that was filled?
Bart, where are you? Darling, I...
Melanie, honey, what is it? Where are you?
Bart, there's something wrong. Terribly wrong. Melanie's fainted or there's something...
Yeah, Skipper?
There's your lights coming back on. Something out of blue fuse, but... Well, here you are, all lighted up again.
Oh, thanks, Alan.
Betsy, what in the world?
What? Crumpled up there by the table.
Oh. It's Melanie.
With a knife driven into her throat.
Inspector Saber.
Yes, this is Mark Saber.
Inspector, it's Tim Maloney. Sorry to be after bothering you at this hour, but...
It's all right, Tim. What is it?
Well, I'm down at the office, and we've just had this flash from Borden.
Homicide?
Oh, with Belzon. Melanie Cabot on Bartley Sheridan's yacht.
Melanie Cabot? When?
Well, not half an hour ago. A knife in her throat.
Tim.
Yes, Inspector.
Pick me up in a squad car, and you can fill me in on the way down. And Tim.
Yes, sir.
Ask Borden to freeze onto it so we can get there.
Oh.
Tim, mind your footing there. This ladder's slippery.
Oh, don't fear, Inspector. I'm climbing with the care of a mountain goat.
Can I give you a hand up, sir?
No, thanks. Well, here we are.
Inspector Saber?
That's right, and this is Sergeant Maloney.
How do you do? I'm Myers from the boarding force here. Glad you could get down so soon.
Say, take a look at the brasswork, Inspector. If this isn't the fanciest yacht this side
of... the people on the yacht we're interested in.
Lounge now, waiting for you.
Had your medical report yet?
Preliminary. Death by stabbing. The body's been taken ashore, but we've got pictures, first statements, and all Miss Cabot's effects. If you'll follow me, sir, I'll be glad to...
Just a moment, Myers. As I understand it, you've held 5 passengers aboard.
That's right, sir. The 5 that were there when this thing happened. Bartley Sheridan, his sister, Lisa, Miss Betty Taggart, a smoothie named Gert Gillespie, and a gentleman you may have heard of, Danny Coles.
Danny Coles, not Big Danny.
Big Danny Coles, Mr. Ricketts himself.
Uh-oh. Inspector, we've really stepped into one. Melanie Cabot's big enough news by herself. When she gets knocked off on a millionaire's yacht with Big Danny Coles mixed up in it...
Our job isn't to write the headlines, Tim. It's still to find out who put this knife into Miss Cabot's throat. Myers, I think I'd rather examine the lounge on my own before seeing these 5. Would there be cabins available where they could wait till I'm ready for them?
I'd like to have as much space in my own house, Inspector. Sure, we can salt them away until you call for them.
Thanks. I'll probably take them one more. A knife that could have been used by any one of 5 persons. A woman who couldn't have been murdered by anyone but one of these 5.
You've ruled out the skipper and the yacht's crew, Inspector.
I have to, Tim. After hearing the accounts of these 5, it's clear that no outsider would have had time to get in and get out during the minute or so of darkness.
The knife that was there at hand from this weapons collection that Melanie herself had asked to see.
With fingerprints wiped clean.
Uh-huh. And a short circuit that could have been rigged by any of them. How do we get a handhold on this one, Inspector?
Well, our murderer is still aboard, Tim. That's the starting point, thanks to the local men.
You were pretty easy on this crowd the first time around, Inspector. Can we get going on Danny Coles again?
In a moment.
7 again.
Have her in a second, Inspector.
Uh-oh. Here we go for the chills again. This Sheridan girl isn't liking any part of this, Inspector.
We're not trying to endear ourselves to anyone, Tim. We're here to find a murderer.
You asked to see me again, Inspector.
If you'll be good enough to sit down. Miss Sheridan, may I ask when you first began to hate Melanie Cabot?
I beg your pardon, Inspector.
Well, if you prefer, we'll say dislike.
I first met Melanie on this yacht a little over 2 years ago.
I'm to take it your dislike dated from that first meeting.
I never pretended to like her. The whole world knows what Melanie Cabot was.
A sweeping statement, Miss Sheridan.
She was notorious, Inspector. Twice married, in scandal after scandal.
As I understand it, Miss Sheridan, your brother inherited the greater part of his money from his first wife, Joan Barrington.
After nearly dying to save her, Inspector, did they remember to tell you that?
Oh, I've seen records of the tragedy. The first Mrs. Sheridan was lost overboard from this yacht in a storm. Your brother Bartley dived over recklessly after her and was rescued himself only by the narrowest of margins.
The yacht's rudder was damaged, Inspector. Bartley went in after Joan without waiting for a boat or a life preserver. And he spent 8 hours swimming in the darkness before a Coast Guard car picked him up the morning after.
Do you think Melanie Cabot could ever have understood... Let's see, all of her husbands. I believe that includes Kurt de Lessing.
Yes, he was the last one. Divorced about a year ago.
But possibly still in love with her?
I can't answer for what Kurt de Lessing uses for emotions. 4 months ago, he let it be known that he and Melanie were planning to be remarried.
When you heard that surprise announcement tonight, Miss Sheridan, was your greatest resentment at the disgrace to the Sheridan name or the possible diversion of Bartley's money?
Inspector, if you're trying to establish that I hated Melanie Cabot, consider it established.
Thank you.
I did hate her and all she stood for, but I didn't kill her, if that's what you're really asking.
Well, of course, that's what I'm actually asking.
Well, you have your answer then.
I hope I have, Miss Sheridan. I hope I have.
My sister never really understood Melanie, Inspector. Melanie had made her mistakes, as we all have, but underneath, she could be as decent and generous, loyal as... Well, I would have been proud of her as my wife. I even think...
Yes, Bartley? You even think what?
Well, I think even Lisa could have learned to like and respect Melanie She's been able to forget the gossip and pull off her own social blinders long enough to give Melanie half a chance.
You knew yourself that Melanie, as Mrs. Barclay Sheridan, might draw social disapproval. However, unfairly...
Wait a minute, Inspector. I love Melanie. I didn't stop to weigh out how my sister or anyone else would take it. I loved her, and I wanted to marry her. And now...
I'm sorry, Bartley, if you'd rather wait till...
I want Melanie's killer discovered and punished, Inspector Saber. Whatever I can do to help you on that...
You may be able to help us a great deal. I've written a request on this sheet of paper. Now, if you concur on it, would you be good enough to take this to Officer Myers and your Captain Adams?
Well, of course, but what...
Thank you, Bartley. For the moment, the request is confidential.
When the lights went out, Bartley is the only one I could rule out with any certainty, Inspector.
And your own position, Mr. De Lessing?
Very naturally, I stood still and relaxed. There's always someone to rush around and correct such trifles as a blown fuse.
But not Court De Lessing, naturally. You say you've been invited on this yacht before?
But of course. I've known Bartley for some years. I'm connected with one of his companies.
I can't say that you look like a businessman.
A technical specialist. The firm deals in women's handbags, gloves, and imported accessories.
And you're an expert on...
On women, Inspector. I give the company my best judgment as to what might attract my attention.
I see. As I'm told, you hoped to remarry Melanie yourself up to a few months ago.
Melanie was unpredictable, Inspector. And I happen to be a man of the world. When she made clear that she was in love with Bartley, I very naturally stepped aside.
With no ill will?
Of course, with no ill will. As I told you, I am a man of the world. You doubt me, Inspector?
That's putting it mildly, De Lessing. But we'll talk again.
Me that, Inspector.
Miss Taggart, you're in no way obliged to answer. It would help me if I could know. I can only tell you that.
All right, I'm not ashamed of it. Yes, I love Bartley. I guess I always have, ever since we were children together.
So that you as well couldn't have been too pleased by Melanie's announcement tonight.
The announcement that led to her death?
Well, let's say that preceded her death.
Mr. Saber, I think Melanie made her announcement to exactly the four people in the world who'd least want to hear it.
The four.
Yes.
It was Court De Lessing, Lisa Sheridan, yourself...
And this gangster they call Danny Coles. The only man Melanie had ever been in love with.
How's that again, Betsy?
We didn't call for you yet, Danny.
I don't wait to be called, copper. Not when I know there's a fast one on. What are you trying to pull, Saber?
We're looking for a murderer, Danny.
Do you have to kidnap your witnesses to hang this on somebody?
Kidnap? Oh. Well, how did you learn of the orders I gave Captain Adams?
Listen for yourself. That ain't a dishwasher machine they're warming up down below.
The ship's engines. Well, is that what you asked Captain Adams to do, Inspector? Take this yacht out to sea.
The murderer's aboard, Tim. I think we'll see that he or she stays aboard till we can name the one who stabbed Melanie Cabot. Now, you don't object, Danny, if the Sinbad puts out to sea?
Take you to the South Sea Islands if you want. If you can waste the time, I guess I can.
And you, Miss Taggart?
I'm not afraid of your investigation either, Inspector.
We seem to have ample food and supplies aboard, and the others have already made clear that they have no objections to the plan.
Now, wait a minute, Inspector. What about my objections?
Yours, Tim.
Well, not mine, but my wife's. What's Maggie going to think if she hears they've taken off on a fancy cruise to nowhere?
The Borden men have phoned Mrs. Maloney already, Tim.
They have. How'd Maggie take it?
She had just one wifely word of warning. Tim, you're to keep your feet dry.
My feet dry? Why, of all the...
Hey... We're starting to move.
For a cruise to what Tim calls nowhere, Danny Coles.
What would you call it, Inspector Saber?
One person aboard knows the destination, Miss Taggart. In California here, we call it the gas chamber.
Inspector! Inspector, look at those waves out there. We've got a storm coming up.
Storms inside and out, Tim.
Right.
Inside and out.
If you suffer with ordinary headaches, remember this about genuine Bayer aspirin. You needn't accept anybody's word for its quick-acting properties. For your own eyes will show you one reason why Bayer aspirin means fast relief. Simply drop a Bayer aspirin tablet in a glass of water and watch how quickly it acts. You'll see it start to disintegrate before it reaches the bottom of the glass. And that's what it does in your stomach. It begins to disintegrate almost instantly. This amazingly fast disintegrating action is one reason, a reason you can actually see, why Bayer aspirin tablets give you relief with astonishing speed. Keep this in mind next time you have a headache and want fast relief. And remember, too, that Bayer aspirin also means dependable relief. No other pain reliever can match its record of use by millions of normal people without ill effect. When you buy, ask for it by name, Bayer aspirin, not just for aspirin alone. Get the 100-tablet bottle, and you get Bayer aspirin tablets for less than a penny apiece. And now back to Mystery Theater and Inspector Mark Saber's duel at sea with the unknown murderer of Melanie Cabot. On the afterdeck of the yacht, Sergeant Tim Maloney finds Inspector Saber examining a square-shaped canvas-wrapped object he has just taken from one of the ship's lockers.
You know what this is, Tim?
Well, by the looks of it, it could be a life preserver. Here, let me have a heft of it. No, it's too heavy. The thing must be solid rubber.
It's a self-inflating life raft, Tim. Navy airmen never fly without them. Watch. Now, I'll slip it out of this cover and touch it off. There's a cylinder of compressed air here.
Hey, now, that is something. The thing's blown up to make a regular little boat. But, Inspector, how do you ever get it squeezed down again to fit back in that cover?
I won't try, Tim. They've got five more there in case of emergency. It was this cover I'm interested in. Do you notice that it's different from the others there in the locker?
Well, it's a shade off in color, but not enough to...
It's off in color, and I think we'll find a different date of issue.
Well, now, begging your pardon, Inspector, and of course I'm glad to be learning about life at sea, but what's all this got to do with finding the twister who knifed poor Melanie Cabot?
Poor Melanie Cabot?
Well, since she's dead, rest her soul, we'll leave her to account for herself for what she was. But for the life of me, I don't see us any nearer her murderer.
You think we're at sea in more ways than one, Tim?
It's like trying to drive nails into a fog, Inspector. We've got four people who could have done it as easy as snuffing out a match. The knife there for anyone to grab. The wire in it could have been blown by any one of them. And not a match nor a lighter could be lit because...
Because a can of gasoline had been tripped over by a steward in the lounge not an hour before. A can of gasoline that could have been placed there by any of them.
Oh, Inspector, we've got too many who could have done it. And we've got too many with motives for doing it. Take Big Danny Coles. Melanie's been his girl for years, whatever the husband she's had. But here she was moving up to a league where she'd never need Danny again. And throwing that smack in his face.
And while you're at it, Tim, take Lisa Sheridan.
You hurt her? I'm not sure she wouldn't rather see Bartley himself dead than married to Melanie.
And Betsy Taggart?
Oh, now that girl's been in love with Bartley all her life. The first marriage was hard enough for her to take. And here was Melanie going to slam the door on her for keeps.
Kurt de Lessing. You heard him say he couldn't care less whether Melanie married Bartley or not.
Now, look, Inspector, you wouldn't be after believing a word that
I'm afraid I share your prejudice against him, Tim. But at the moment, Kurt de Lessing's the one member of this ship's company I'm most interested in seeing again.
Well, Meyer says he's down in his cabin, plunking away in that guitar of his. You want me to rub him out for you?
No, I've got just two or three points of facts I'd like to clear up with Lisa first, and then I'll go find de Lessing myself. Yeah, mind your hat, Tim. The wind's picking up again.
Who's that? Well, hello. Come on in. I thought it was one of those cops again for more of that grilling. Just a second. I got a bottle stuck away in this upper berth here. I think we can still find some ice in that bucket. Well, it's up here someplace. I put it...
Well,
been right out here on the deck, Inspector Saber. I can't think why you didn't see me before. If you say you looked out here.
You're leaning against the rail quietly enough now, Miss Sheridan, but you seem to be suffering from shortness of breath. May I ask if you've just been running?
Since you ask, Inspector, perhaps I have been moving around. A little.
To avoid me?
If I possibly could.
That's frank enough, Lisa. May I ask why?
Isn't there an old shipboard rule, never pick up with strangers on the first night out?
Or inspectors of the Homicide Division.
I've answered all your questions, Inspector. And distinguished looking as you are, I'm certainly not in the mood for small talk. Or whatever else you had in mind.
It wasn't shipboard romance, Lisa. I have some new questions, and I'd appreciate straight answers. You say you first met Melanie aboard this yacht.
Yes, that's straight enough.
It is. Can you remember the exact date?
The newspapers could tell you. It was the night Bartley's first wife was lost overboard.
Was Kurt de Lessing with her?
Of course. They were still married then.
And you and Betsy Taggart were on the cruise.
Well, you couldn't really call it a cruise. It was meant to be no more than a few hours' sail. For dinner, dancing.
Until the storm came up and damaged the rudder and swept Joan Sheridan overboard.
May I ask why you keep returning to...
Could that have been more than an accident, Lisa? Could Joan have been shoved over by Kurt or Melanie?
Inspector Saber, I'm sure you're on the wrong track. Kurt and Melanie saw Bartley go over because he cried out to them. But Bartley himself could tell you much more about all
Inspector,
that than I can.
Inspector, could you come over here, please?
Oh, excuse me, please, Lisa. Yes, what is it, Tim?
Myers just went down to get Kurt de Lessing for you.
And he didn't find him down in his cabin.
Myers found him, all right, with a knife in his back.
Dead?
Still warm, but dead.
Oh, but Tim, de Lessing was no child. He couldn't have been stabbed without some kind of struggle or an outcry.
Our murderer's no child either, Inspector. On this one, de Lessing was blackjacked first, then the knife to finish him. It could have been a man or a woman. The cabin's down this way, sir.
We've taken chances enough, Tim. Lisa, get to the lounge and stay there. Tim, go with her and get Myers to collect the rest.
There's one I'll go for myself, Inspector. Big Danny Cole.
You're to stick there in the lounge, Tim, and see that no one gets near the lights or wiring. I'll have a look at de Lessing and then get Cole's myself. Coles. Coles, open up in there. Coles, I want you up in the lounge with the rest. If you don't open up in there and come out...
Run the party without me, Saber. I'm not coming out.
Open up, Danny, or I'll shoot out the lock.
I'll come out when this tub gets back to port, Saber, not before.
Stand away from the line of fire, Danny. Here goes your lock.
That's far enough in, copper. I've got a .38 cover in the back of your neck. No, don't try to turn around. Just drop that gun of yours.
You're making a mistake, Danny. A bad one.
Just taking precautions, copper. Drop your gun.
You were searched when we came aboard.
Think I didn't expect that after Melanie got it? I parked this .38 caliber insurance up in one of the lifeboats. I told you to drop your gun, Saber.
Drop yours, Danny. I'm turning around.
I'm warning you, Saber.
I'm warning you, Danny. I'm turning around. Even if you fire, I'll get off shots before I go down, and they'll be right in your belt.
All right, so you turned. Don't come any nearer or I'm blasting off, cop or no cop.
Why, you are scared, Danny. Really scared.
Well, look, I'm not getting pulled out of here. If that killer could get two, Danny Coles isn't going to be number three.
I'll have that gun now.
Huh? Okay, you've got my gun. But if that killer has got me on the list, I...
Panicking out here without your private army, Danny? Or is all this...
Look,
just...
Saber, I didn't get Melanie and I didn't...
I know that.
You know I'm in the clear on this?
This gun is what you rely on, Danny. You're not a knife man.
What if you'd have told me that when I had you covered? I wouldn't...
I don't bargain with criminals, Danny. Even when they're in the clear.
Oh, but I can count on...
Get going up to the lounge. We've got a murderer there who may be getting restless again.
Betsy and Danny Coles with Mr. Sheridan here and Myers to help keep them under control.
Myers.
Yes, Inspector.
Take Danny Coles forward and ask Captain Adams to turn back for shore.
You're what? Sure of your murderer now, Inspector Saber?
I think I am, Bartley. Myers.
Yes.
After you've told Captain Adams, hold Coles in that first starboard cabin. I'll be sending others to you in a moment.
Right.
The ones you still suspect, Inspector.
The ones I'm clearing, Tim. Danny Coles had no part in our two murders. All right, Myers.
You can cut along to Captain Adams and let Danny stick close to you. His nerves are showing.
Yes, sir.
Lisa and Betsy. Now, if it comes down to these two...
Betsy...
Inspector, I couldn't have killed Kurt Blessing. I didn't like him, but
can
I
can you find your way alone to that starboard cabin, Betsy? I may be needing Tim here.
Oh, you mean I'm...
You're clear, Betsy. You've been in love with Bartley for a long time, but I doubt that you'd know where or how to put a man out with a blackjack.
But then, you mean that Lisa...
Run along, Betsy. And stick with Officer Myers when you get there.
You think it is down to me, Inspector, that I do know how to use a blackjack or a knife?
You're strong enough, Lisa. You've played tournament tennis for years.
I'm glad Melanie Cabot's dead. I've admitted that, but I didn't
have any...
Now,
wait a minute, Miss Sheridan. The inspector will tell you you don't have to go making it any worse for yourself than it stands. If making a clean breast of it eases your mind, out with it and have done with the lies. But if you want to wait till you can see a lawyer,
Jim.
It's your...
Yes, Inspector.
Well said, but Miss Sheridan won't be needing an attorney.
But if you're after sending the other two out, it's clear.
Bartley, would you rather I sent Lisa off with the others or let her stay to hear this?
No,
try for the deck. This is one night you can't swim your way along. I'm coming to you.
Tim,
I've got his wrist. Knock that knife loose.
I got it, Inspector. And if this is our double murderer, I've got him, too. You can let go now.
Our triple murderer, Tim. Bartley Sheridan started by blackjacking his first wife and pushing her overboard.
You can't prove that, Saber. Now
with the witness is gone. True enough, Bartley. Thanks to you and their own greed, we don't have Melanie and Kurt to tell us how you shoved your wife overboard and then played the hero by going after her. But we do know the insurance you took out that night.
The insurance, Inspector?
The inflatable life raft he threw over before diving, Tim. Our hero didn't risk staying alive by swimming. He used the missing life raft from that locker on the deck and didn't sink it till he sighted the Coast Guard cutter the following morning and knew he could be picked up. I've got the cover replacement raft, Bartley. It's close to the other five, but not close enough.
A missing life raft isn't enough to prove murder.
We may not have to try on that one, Bartley. You'll be convicted for your two murders tonight.
But, Inspector, for a man to murder the girl he was in love with...
Bartley was never in love with Melanie. Whatever he's done, Inspector, I'd swear to that.
You'd swear correctly, Lisa. Melanie blackmailed your brother into the marriage plans. And Kurt was in on it, as Bartley learned only after he thought he'd finished with Melanie. The man of the world wasn't looking to avenge Melanie, just to collect double for the new situation. How much did he ask, Bartley?
More than he got. And I'd kill him again if I had to. Put that in your notebook if you want, Sergeant.
Inspector, do you mind if I go out on deck?
The investigation's over, Lisa. Go out and get all the clean, fresh air you can.
There won't be enough. After what I've learned of my brother... There won't be enough in all the winds of the Pacific. Good night, Inspector Sip.
Good night, Lisa.
Milk of Magnesia and Bayer Aspirin have just brought you Inspector Mark Saber in the case of the canceled bride on Mystery Theater.